Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, sound man. I wasn't expecting them applause. Let me set this mic up real. Phone up on a mic stand. Get this fuzz out. You know, you could buy something from Amazon and you put your phone in it and it's a little filter. It's a little filter inside of the... Oh, I got an echo. 1 second. It's a little filter inside of the it's a filter that go over the your phone where you talk at, and it's supposed to cut down our static and all that. I don't know how much it works though. Give me a minute, everybody. I gotta change headphones. I got an echo. Testing. Okay, we good. I had to change the headphones on them. We got a little echo in there. How's everybody doing tonight? Everybody can hear me. How's everybody doing tonight? If you can hear me. Testing. 1 second. If you could hear me, somebody inbox me on Facebook or text me. I can't hear myself talking. Testing. Okay. Okay, all right. I'm sorry, everybody. You know, shit happens. Cause see, I use headphones. What I do is I call the show from one phone, and that's the phone I'm talking on, but I call the show from another phone, and I have headphones on that so I can hear my voice and hear how I sound. Probably everybody who do podcasts, probably Dre, but sooner or later everybody will be doing that because it's very hard to do the show when you can't hear yourself talking. You just talking into the phone, but you don't know how you sound. So with the headphones on, I can actually hear how I'm coming through. Anyway, thank you. I'm going to see it. It's February 18th, 2023. We get ready for another 2 hours of fun and entertainment with yours truly, Jay Sean, a.k.a. Randy Jackson, a.k.a. the Relationship Guru, a.k.a. Mr. Fuck Love, and the Asiatic causing all the static. I see all the people on the phone lines. Everybody should know the rules by now. If you want to go live, you have to press 1. Always got to give the people on the links, because I have so many people to listen on the links that don't want to call in or afraid to call in or want to hide their phone numbers. I appreciate you. This company, they don't count the people that call on the phone. They count they count your listeners by the links. So even though I don't care about that, I don't care about numbers and all that, how many people listen or stuff like that, because I'm gonna do the same great job that I do with one person listening or for 100 people listening. I just gotta, you know, I just thank everybody, the people that call in on time and the people that's out on the links. And I gave the people this on the links. I'm going to give everybody this on the links. I'm going to give them a name. From now on, everybody that's out there listening on the links, from now on, when you hear me say John and the links, you know I'm talking about everybody out there. Like Gladys Knight and the Pips, Jay Sean and the links. So, you know how Nicki Minaj and Beyonce, they got the Beehives and they fans, they got different names. So mine from now on is Jay Sean and the links officially. And once again, if you want to go live, you have to press 1. That's the only way I know you're here. So anyway, let's get started. You know what time it is. It's relationship time. The do's and the don'ts, the woos and the won'ts, the yeses, the noes, the maybes. Why should I stay? Should I leave? Why am I cheating? Damn, that nigga look good. Damn, she got a fat ass. But I'm married. And she coming on to me. but I'm married, or I'm in a relationship. Oh wow, my man, he smelled good. I wish my man would smell like, put on cologne like that. I wish he would dress like that. Oh man, I think he's checking me out. He could say one word to you. Your man could tell you that your hair looked nice and you will let it fly, but you go right outside and a stranger tell you that your hair looked nice and it'll mean the world to you. But that's people who not happy, or people who don't want to be happy. What is the cause of somebody cheating on somebody? What is the, other than self-gratification, what is the gratification? What is the end meaning? What is the conclusion? Where do it lead to? I'm talking about people in relationships or people that's married. Females, ladies, women. What is the purpose? What is it leaning to? What is it leading to go to another man's house, hotel, backseat of his car, at the job in an empty room, pull down your pants, he pull down his pants, he penetrate you, fondle you, but it turns you on, and then you got to go home to your real world, to your real life. Men, the same thing. You got a wife at home, a baby mother, a girlfriend. And damn, she got a fat ass. I want that. You get the phone number, you get to conversate. You conversate, you get the phone number, you tell her you want to go out. And you might go out. I don't know if people still go out. I don't even know if people still go out. I think it's just Netflix and chill. I don't think guys really take girls out to movies and dinner, Broadway plays, sporting events, live concerts. I think it's just to the house, in the room, Netflix and chill. That's what the young people call it. There's no more serenading. There's no more courting. It's just straight to it. Let's fuck. And that's it. But what is it? What makes you cheat if you got a woman at home? I'm going to tell a quick story. I had told somebody this recently. I can't remember who I told it to, but I told it to somebody. Oh, wait a minute. Shout out to all the side chicks. Shout out to all the side chicks. We can't forget about the side chicks. Shit, shout out to all the cheaters, if that's the case. Because you couldn't be a side chick if you didn't have somebody cheating. That's one of the topics. It takes two. It don't take one. It takes two people to cheat, to fornicate, commit adultery. Hold on one second now. This Paterson, New Jersey, all you hear is fire hydrants and police sirens out here. Okay, anyway, if I can get back to my thought, I think we was talking about cheating. Oh no, I was getting ready to tell you a story. The Tito's kicking in. Everybody know what I used to do. You know, if somebody was getting married and they wanted to have a bachelor party, they called me. I brought the girls there. If somebody wanted a fight night, they wanted some dancers, they called me. I brought the girls there. If some guy just wanted a nice evening with a female one-on-one, he called me. A married man tired of being married and wants a little something different, they called me. I was the plug. And we just leave that at that. So anyway, I had a bachelor party to do. This probably, and I don't know, maybe 20 years ago, give or take. It was a police officer from Paterson, New Jersey. He was getting married. He just happened to live right across the street from me. I might be too much info right there. Sorry about that. who laughing in the background? Get off of me.
What you talking about, Will?
We got a special. That's my graphic designer, my engineer back there, Dre. Okay, so my man, you know, he knew about what I do. He reached out to me. He was getting married. He wanted to have a bachelor party. Cool. We met, sat down for lunch or whatever, you know, because I had contracts back then. We went over the contract, you know, the do's and the don'ts, what the girls will do and what they won't do and how much this will cost and how much of that will cost for this. We went over all that. I can't really remember the specifics or the qualifications or the what kind of girls he wanted. I really can't remember. And you know I don't lie. So party was set. I can't even remember when we did the bachelor party yet. Probably at a hotel suite somewhere. All the police officers was there. I brought the girls. Now, females love to dance. They love to dance for men in uniforms. Why? Because they know they're not messing with a bunch of guys with their pants sagging, smelling like weed or black and miles, disrespectful, talking crazy, trying to get something for nothing, trying to beat up the coochie. So anyway, they like when it was parties like parties for with men in uniform, because I used to do parties for Let It Be Told. I used to do parties for the Fairlawn Fire Department. They was all white, police officers everywhere. I was the king in Paterson. So anyway, we did the night of the bachelor party came. I brought the females there. I can't remember how many. One of them, I remember I brought a female named Coffee. Now, Coffee, let me see the closest person I could think of, celebrity, that I could think Coffee was. She wasn't the greatest looking chick, dark skin. She wasn't the greatest looking chick, but her body was 10 plus plus plus. Yeah, I'm going to kill you, man. Don't stop. Coffee was the kind of female. You ever seen a female this big, like she built strong, like well put together, like maybe like she had a good left hook. she had a good left, you know what I mean? But with a high butt up on her back, not a flat butt, but a nice fat butt. But it was high up on her back because she was kind of tall. I'm trying to see who she might. Remind me of. Oh, that's a celebrity. Maybe like a Samore, the comedian Samore, but a better looking version of Samore. If you know who Samore is, Google it, and you'll see what Coffee looked like. But anyway, the girls we did, we came there, you know what I mean? And I don't know if you ever, females, you never been to a bachelor party. The guys have. I'm going to tell you how bachelor parties go. So you go to the bachelor party, you know what I mean? And this is the way I did mine. If I had like five or six girls, they each came out one at a time and did a set. That mean they come out and they dance, you know, they dance around it. And they, you know, they hug, flirt with guys, and they dance on the floor. Some of them, preferably, I want them to have a show. So I want them to be able to smoke a cigarette with their vagina, set themselves. It's a way the girls put mousse on their butt and they set it on fire. It's like, yo, you gotta see it. It's crazy. They set their butt out. They put mousse. I think it's mousse all over their butt. And then another girl lights it. It's flammable. Or some of them would, you know, bring guys on. Some of them would bring guys in the middle of the floor and do their show on a guy. Believe it or not, I don't know if Forrest is listening, but it's a girl named Fabulous. And this is a true story. Somebody stop me now. she had a she used to take a guy and bring him off the stage, bring him out the audience with the biggest foot. Now she would take a condom and put it on the guy's foot, and then she would put the condom inside of her. I mean, the foot inside of her.
What you talking about, Lou?
Far I've seen it before, and a couple other people that might be listening seen it before. Her put a guy, it could be a size 12 foot, and put it inside of her. Then I knew another guy, a girl could put a condom on a guy's arm and put the whole arm inside of her up to his elbow. But anyway, that's okay. So anyway, at a bachelor party, the girls come out one at a time. And one come out, she come in, she get her tips. Then another one come out. Then another one come out. You know, sometimes they come out two at a time and they do shows together. Coffee was like a headliner. You know what I mean? Top billing. She always went out last. Because she was the show. Now, also at bachelor parties, for all you ladies who marry or about to be married or thinking of being married, let me tell you what goes on at bachelor parties. The guy that gets married, he usually is put in the center of the floor, and he gets all the attention. And then he gets for me, I'm talking about my parties. I don't know about other guys. He will let me know or let his best man know out of all the dancers there, which one he want to sleep with for the night, at the end of the night. Now, don't get angry, ladies who married or if your man had a bachelor party or something like that, because everybody know this is supposed to be his last night of whoredom, or this is last night to hang out. This is last night to soak his royal oats. This is the last night that he's supposed to dig into somebody's forbidden fruit. That's what's supposed to happen. No matter what he tell you, it was all right. They just danced or whatever. No. It's not like that. So anyway, the guy that was getting married, he told his best man. His best man came to me. He wanted coffee. So then I would tell him, okay, I would get a hat and I'd pass the hat around. And all his friends would throw money in there. And whatever they came up with, that went to coffee to sleep with the guy. Now, that wasn't included in the money I got to bring the girls there. Because the money, you got to pay money up front for the girls to come there. But that's just for them to just come there and entertain you for 2 hours. And I mean 2 hours. But if they're having a good time, they'll stay 2 days. If they're having a terrible time, we'd be counting every minute down to it's 2 hours. If you're on the line, you want to make a comment, you got to press one. Anyway, I'm trying to hurry up with this story. To make a long story longer. Okay, one second. I'm coming to you. I see you, 4288. Let me finish. So anyway, we passed the hat around. The police officers, they all threw money in the hat. They collected the money. I gave the money to Coffee. I told Coffee he want to get with you, whatever. So, you know, we had a suite. He went in the room with Coffee. They did what they had to do, whatever. The party was the bomb. The girls made money. I made money. Everybody was happy. The police officers was happy. Ah, man, it was just a beautiful night. What a way that those cops sent their fellow comrade off. That was a hell of a way to send him off, for him to go spend his life in holy matrimony and, you know, dedication and love, whatever. So then he told me, I seen him at the end of the night. I'm like, yo, you good? I'm good, Jay. Best party I ever had. Man, you the man, Jay, whatever. I'm going to Hawaii for my honeymoon with my wife. Okay, cool. Me, I never understood why somebody would give a bachelor party the night before they get married. I couldn't do that. I would have to do it a week before I got married, because I wouldn't be able to recover and that good for the wedding the next day, or to even make love to my woman the next day. But some guys wanted the night before. Anyway, he went to the next day. I guess he went to Hawaii. And Patterson was ringing. People was telling me about the party. It was good, whatever. And about 3 or 4 days later, I got a phone call from the cop that was getting married. He called me from Hawaii. He was still on his honeymoon. I'm like, yo, what's good? I'm like, nothing, Jay. I'm just out here in Hawaii on my honeymoon, man. Like, yeah, what, you having a good time? Yeah, man, we having a good time, man. I'm like, yo, that's what's up, bro. I don't fly, so I can't go there, but, man, have fun for me, too. You know what I mean? And so you and your wife, congratulations and everything. And he was like, yeah. He was like, I was like, all right, man. He was like, yeah, we was about to get off the phone. He said, hold up. I was like, what's up? He said, yo, Jay, you know the girl that I slept with at my bachelor party? I said, yeah. He said, yo, do you think you could set that up for me for Monday? He said, I'll come back Sunday night. I wanted to see if you could hook me up with her on Monday.
What you talking about, Will?
I was just going to say, that's what it should have been, a special effects. Now, I don't know if everybody thinking how I'm getting right about now. But this man called me from his honeymoon in Hawaii with his wife. And the only thing he wanted to do, or the first thing he wanted to do when he got back, was tricked with a stripper he met at the bachelor party. Now, I don't know how everybody else think about it, but me, I have, even though I was in that life, I have morals. I got things that I stand on and things that I stand by. And that was one moment, and I did that for over 20 years, promoted. But that was one time in my life that really it affected me. because I couldn't understand. I couldn't fathom. I couldn't figure it out why this man was in Hawaii with his somebody he chose to marry, somebody he chose to love, somebody he chose to spend the rest of his life with, just him or her, to death do they part. Why was he calling me from Hawaii to set up a date with a stripper the first day he got back? And you can see, I told you, I just told somebody that story the other day, and I'm telling everybody now, and it was a defining moment in my career, and I still think about that. I still think about that to this day. Poor wife. I haven't seen him since then. I wonder if he's still married. I would bet money he probably not, but that's my story for today. I'm getting ready to start a YouTube channel telling different stories about my life, too. But if that was one defining moment in my life that kind of changed my life. You know, everybody got defining moments in their life when things, you know, change your life a little bit. That kind of changed my life, a little bit. Hold on. Let's go to a caller. 4288, you live.
Yes. Hi, good evening. It's Francesca Nunez. How are you doing?
Hey, how you doing, Miss Francesca Nunez?
How's everything? Interesting
okay.
Topic you have tonight.
I don't even know if that was a topic. I just think I drifted off into back down memory lane. But anyway, you heard the story I just told?
Yes, I did.
Think about
you
that.
Sure you want my opinion?
Oh, keep it real. Keep it real.
Okay,
if you don't keep
it
real on my show, if you don't keep it real on my show, you're going to hear the gong. You ever saw the gong show?
Yes. Oh, trust me, I'll get real there. I'm going to be honest. The fact that he called you to set that up, and he's married, I can honestly say, one, you're not faithful, two, you're not honest, and three, you really don't love her. Because if you're on vacation, especially Hawaii, which is very expensive and a long flight.
Not vacation, honeymoon.
Honeymoon. On the honeymoon, which is even worse, to call you to set that up, then you don't love her. And you wasn't faithful to marriage with her at all. Because I'm going to say, once a cheater, always a cheater. And there's a certain stuff of my testimony of what happened to me. And I'm going to backtrack a little of what you were saying about the individual, about your friend. After I got divorced, I would say a month later, 2 months later, I had well, you're from Patterson, Cianci Street with, what is that, Sopranos that they used to be on the corner, that the Sopranos used to own that corner. Well, it's Cianci Street, and I don't know if I'm saying it right, Kurt's Place, I think. Well, this lady stopped me out of the blue, and she was like, aren't you Francesca? I'm like, yes. And I'm looking at this, I'm 5'6". Very pretty, I'm going to say. I'm not bougie, but I'm very pretty. And this lady was like 5'1", a little shorter, above my shoulders. And she was like, I just want to speak to you. We're talking about 2 months later. I'm already divorced and everything. And she was like, you know what? I always wanted to stop you and speak to you. You know, I felt bad. And I'm wondering what this lady is talking about. And I'm looking at her, and I'm like, what you feeling bad about me for? And she was like, well, I was with your husband. And he showed me, pictures of you and talked about you, and I was with him. You can't believe what I said to this woman. You cannot believe what I said to this woman. I said, you know what? I was always the full-course meal. Trash. Because for you to have, and I said this to her in Spanish, for you to have the audacity to step up to my face and tell me something that is meaningless to me. It doesn't matter anymore because I was already divorced from him for, like, how long? And I'm looking at this woman, and I was like, you can never, you know, look at my ankles. Like, we're going to keep it real. I said, the shit of a dog is worth more than you right now for you to have stepped up to me and said that to me. You honestly think I care? You're like beneath me right now. You're like beneath me right now. And the woman just looked at me like, wow. Like, I can't believe she said to me in Spanish. I said that to her. I said, yeah, because you know what? You was the lover. I was the wife. And I don't know why you're telling me this now because it doesn't matter to me. But if you settled for seconds, by all means, and that's what your life means, keep it moving. But you can never be me. And what you're saying to me doesn't faze me. I really don't care. I suspected throughout the marriage there was some of that stuff going on. We had coming out, you know, coming 2-3 o'clock in the morning. I'm not stupid. You know, I'm not stupid. But for her to have confronted me and said this to me and thought she was going to get a reaction, she got something different. And I just walked away like, you know, just get out of my sight. But for her to, like, tell me that, I was just like, you know, I actually walked away and I said, wow, I can't believe this woman actually said this to me. And not that I said I felt some type of way, but it's very harder to hear a woman tell you that to your face. So can you imagine when I was married to this man, have I heard it during the marriage? It would have been probably on. You know, you could have got me sick. I went to get checked anyway. And thank God I'm as clean as a whistle, because if I would have got any type of disease, you best believe I would have been on the front page, on the news, because I would have lost it. So going back to your friend, to actually ask you something like that, you know, it's, as a woman point of view, it's awful. You know, it's awful. I always figure that if you have a woman that you married for how many years you've been, she should be everything to you, like the full plate. Why look for something outside and harm this woman that's probably doing everything for you, cooking, cleaning, being loving with you, and we're going to keep it real sexual? Why would you want to go out of your marriage and mess that up? So if they're not together, it wouldn't surprise me, but it also doesn't surprise me that it probably hasn't been like the first time either. Does she deserve it? No. And if she escaped that, kudos. I would like to meet her and be like, listen, you're a winner. So from my point of view, I find that very loathing, disgusting, We're not deserving of that. And I say for men and women, you know, because I defend also the men too. We got to, you know, keep it real. We got some good ones out there. I wouldn't want this being done to a man or a woman. If I was in that situation, I would never look for anything if I got it all at home. There's no need for me to look for anything. And also looking back, harm the person that's home that's not doing that to me. So we got to, you know, think outside the box that that individual, I don't know him, but I got to honestly say it might not be like the reaching out to you to do that. It might have never been the first time. It probably wasn't you now. It must have been, you know, other friends in the past. And I don't think he was faithful, because if you love her, you wouldn't have to think of looking for somebody else when you have it all at home. That's, you know, that's my opinion. Why you have to go outside, you know, outside your home and look for somebody else that might, you know, give you a disease, you know, one, two, come back home and give it to your wife that don't deserve it and have no clue that you was doing that. I find it unfair. So in my opinion, it's not right. And like I said, once a cheater, you know, a leopard don't change its spots. Once a cheater, always a cheater. You can never change from that mindset. I know a lot of people that get in a drilling and rush just from doing that. You have a good thing at home and they figure, well, she's not going to find out. Let me do it. And the more they do it, they finally like an adrenaline rush. And like I said, I've seen it in many of my friends. I was like, why did you do that? Oh, he doesn't know. You know, I can get away with it. Condom or no condom, you're hurting that person. And condoms break. Let me just point that out. Condoms do break. So you're going to give somebody that's not doing something a disease over your foolishness. If you don't want to be with that person, leave them. Let them be happy with somebody else. So that's my opinion. You can come in and correct anything I have said.
Spoken,
that's my opinion.
Spoken like a true person who's been cheated on. I say that smoking real good. But look.
But I'm going to keep it real with you.
But look.
It's not a good feeling.
I think you cut a lot of people right there because you kind of cut me. I know you cut a couple of women with that, but you warned everybody first. You was like, yo,
yeah.
What I'm about to say is about, so you at least you warned, you put up a warning first. But look, Francisca, how much of the fault lies in the dancer? I mean, I know at the party she slept with him, but to make, because I set up the date and they went out again. They probably kept going out. How much of that fault falls on the stripper? If any.
I'm going to be honest. Okay.
I mean, when she knew he was married. Not the first time, but after she knew he was married. Do you think the stripper should have said, no, you married now. I don't want your money?
I don't want to be biased. You know, I don't want, your show is keeping it real. I don't want to be biased. But in that world, I've seen some people that they just don't care. And we just got to keep it honest. I've seen women that don't care whether he was married and she continued. She's going to figure, you know, he's already with a ball and chain and I have no, you know, no relationship with him, just sexual and taking money and that's it. So she's in a win-win-win because she doesn't have to be with him every day. It's the wife, not her. So not to be biased, in that world, they only think about themselves. She's really not going to think about, like, the wife. She's just going to think about the money and sleeping with him with no compromise. That's, you know, that's how I see it. And even go further, a prostitute sells her body. What was the reason that she does it for? Money. Does she fall in love with the person she's having sex with? No, it's about the money. So we're going to add it like that. They only think about the money and the situation they've got to get themselves out of. They never fall in love with the person. It might happen, but the percentage of them, they just think about the money. Oh, I got to sleep with him. It's just about the money thing. I'm not going to fall in love, and that's it, the next one. So in that world, they only think about the money and the sexual, you know, satisfaction that they get, and there's no compromise. There's no relationship. There's no tie. She don't have to worry about that. It's like, you know, the situation I told you. I'm married to him. She has nothing but having sex with him. And there's, if I can go turn back the hands of time and ask her, would you even think of looking at him to have like a relationship again? 9 out of 10, she probably would have told me no. Because the way she confronted me and told me, and she made it look like it was just a sexual thing. And she worked in a bar. Let's put it out there.
Do you think it was your fault that your husband was cheating on you? Was you mean?
No.
Was you angry? Was you argumental?
No.
Are you a nagger?
Nah.
You won't cook? You got a headache?
I cook. I clean. Never had a headache. Everything was washed, folded. What do you need? So there was no reason for him. And I don't think she was the first. So there was no reason for you to do that. Would I do that if you asked me honestly? No. Because if I have a good thing, why would I want to mess it up? Really, why would I want to mess it up and experiment somewhere else where I'm just having sex with the person and there's no actual love in it? It's just like, okay, I have sex with you and I'm going back home. There's really not. I get from other friends that are doing that, I'd be like, why? He's a keeper.
Shame on him.
Yeah. I mean, to know me, you would see. No. I still couldn't believe it.
Shame.
I was like, no, really.
Shame
I was like,
him.
Why?
How?
Yeah,
how
you would
you
think
like,
sometimes.
You was like, how could you cheat? You was like, how could you cheat on me? I'm the bomb. I cook. I clean. I never say no.
And let me tell you something. He had three children, and they were under my roof. Like, we all together, it was like the Brady Bunch. I had six children under one roof, which his three, when they would come the weekend, we would go to the park, play basketball.
That's why he was cheating then. Damn, he had to stress. He had to get out. Damn, you just told us what time it was. Damn,
no,
six kids
he
in
just
the house.
He didn't listen. To be honest, no, he didn't want to be bothered with his kids.
I'm just playing.
So I was like, you know, I was like the woman that accepted everything. Like, no, you married. We got kids. That's it. They on the one roof. You know, unfortunately, one passed away. One of my stepchild passed away like 3 years ago, and that hurt in my heart. It's like, you know, like I had him. He called me mom. You know, so I never mistreated his kids. They were under one roof. He just didn't want to be bothered, you know, to have his kids say, wow, my dad don't spend time with me. You do, and you're not my real mom. We love you. You know, so
you
I was
Puerto
like.
Rican? You Puerto Rican? You Puerto
yeah.
Rican?
Yeah.
Was he black? Was he a black man?
No, he was Dominican.
He was Dominican?
Yes, he was Spanish.
Now you know better than that. Come on now, I don't want to say it because I'm not being, I don't talk like that on my show, but now you know.
I thought I had a good one. He was none of the above, but it shouldn't have to be shame that race. Because you got good men in that
race.
I heard
stories about Dominican men.
Some can be true, but you have good ones. Honest to God, you really have good ones. I've seen real, real good ones, to be honest. One that will never,
Well, guess what? Guess what?
What?
I got him right here on the line right now. We're here. Excuse me. You ready?
Go ahead. No,
I'm just
throw
joking.
It up there. No, but really, I think, you know what, I'm going to correct you a little bit.
No,
I mean, maybe
shook.
In
you
that.
Were shook. You were shook. You thought I had a
no,
mind.
I wasn't
line.
Shook
because
I'm ready. I was ready for a man to come in and say, not all, because like I said, not all men are bad. You got good ones, but unfortunately, you have ones that do that. And to really talk, there's no necessity for that. If you don't want to be with that woman and you want to experiment in different avenues with different women, kudos. Let her be to be happy with somebody else. That treasure that you're leaving behind will be somebody else's gain and your loss at the end of the day. Because mind you, I'm going to keep it real with you. My ex-husband married four times, and the four marriages, he was still trying to look for somebody to mold like me. No matter if you get married five, six, seven times, you lost me. You had a good thing, and everybody called him to his face. You had a good thing. I don't care how many women you married, that's not going to be Francesca. It's not.
Oh.
And it's unfortunately. Oh. Yeah, he's been molded. Yeah, I'm telling you, I'm not lying to you.
So
he's been lying to you.
He married four times trying to find another you. And how many times have you tried to find another him?
Nah. No, not worth my time. No. That is garbage out the window right now. I can't even say out the door. The door is too small for that individual. It's out the window. There's no way I can mold any man to that that monster. I'm sorry, that monster that's not even worth to be with a woman in this day and age. Can't recommend him, can't refer him. I would want him on one of those lists that they have when you're a sex offender. I would want him on the list
oh,
as a woman
shit.
Beater. That's how bad.
Oh,
I wouldn't want to mold a man like him. No. He's not moldable.
A cheater.
No.
A cheater and a woman beater.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, you can't.
Yeah, shame
you can't mold
him.
Somebody like
shame.
That. Yeah, exactly.
Shame.
You can't.
Shame
now I'm going to ask
him.
You a question.
Oh,
say
you
was
love
married
that.
For 30. Yeah, I'm going to throw one at
I was
you
married
hard.
Two times. I was married for two times.
How long in each marriage?
The first time I was young, I got married when I was like 20. So it was like off and on for 10 years, off and on, 10 years. The second
okay.
time, I was 20 then. Second time I got married at 48, and I was married for 8 years. The first 7 years, I was true. The last year of the 8 years, I messed around, but that's because me and her wasn't sexually active. But go ahead. Shoot your best shot.
I respect that you was honest with that, because I was going to ask you, being that you was already married, I'm going to throw a scenario. If you've been with, you've already been married, but I'm going to throw a scenario at you. If you're married with someone for 35 years, the woman is faithful to you, you come home, you find a hot dinner, a nice massage while you're on the sofa after you finish eating, and you get that routine every single day and she don't switch on you. Your clothes are clean, they're laid out for work. She's like, hey, babe, I can't wait to see you this afternoon. And you've been married with her 30 years, and that's the routine you've been having for 30 long years that she's been faithful to you. Would you even think of cheating on her because you get tired of the routine, or you just get basically tired? Would you cheat on her?
Yeah. Nah, hell no. That's a quick no. That's
you
a
see?
Quick no.
And you said no quit. Why?
Yeah, because, like, that part of my life is over with, like cheating, like that. It's like, I mean, if I'm in love with somebody and I have somebody and I'm in love with them and they treating me right and they giving me everything that I want, married or with anything, it's no reason for me to cheat. It's no reason for me. I'm not really. I mean, when I was young, that's different, but like now, I'm older. So
okay,
I mean,
now I'm gonna throw another
years,
one at
it
you.
It don't even have to be 30 years of that. It could be 5 years of that, and I'm not gonna cheat on her. If it's everything what you just said, I was getting from her.
Now ask yourself. You said you wouldn't cheat. What would make someone cheat if that's what you're getting every single day, and you need to look outside for something else that's not gonna give you what they're giving you at home? Why would you cheat?
That's a man that I would think that I would just say that's a greedy man. And
yeah,
he's a greedy man, he's selfish, and he's a man that won't never be happy with his forget about the woman, the relationship, he'll never be happy with himself. Because I don't really think it's no man who could be getting all that good treatment and still want to cheat. I just don't think so. Me, personally, I just don't think so. I'm like the second marriage I was in, and I didn't cheat. I didn't cheat for 7 years. I figured that it wasn't like really so much of her. It was more of I didn't want to cheat. So a lot of times when a man cheat, he not secure with himself. You know what I mean? You can't not cheat because you married or you want to hurt somebody. You got to not cheat because you don't want to, because like you happy with your wife, be with yourself, so you not gonna cheat. That's the way I look at it. Like, if I'm happy with myself, then I'm happy with the female I'm with.
I'm gonna cut you in. I like the part that you said. And I admire you for saying that. Something is wrong with that person when they do that. Because it's not the woman. It's them. So I applaud you, because so many people won't admit that or even look at that scenario. You know, I'll hear something else, but not something like that. And that's real right there, because they are the issue. Because everything else around them can be going good, but they need more and more and more and more. And that's where you said the selfishness comes in.
Right. That's true. it's really selfishness. I feel like, and see, that's good conversation. You know why? Because it's a lot of people going through that right now. That it's a lot of women out here worrying about why the man cheat on them when they doing everything possible in their willpower and their soul to keep them happy, and vice versa. It's women out here cheating and the man trying to do everything he could do. And
exactly.
I just think it's a shallow person. You know,
but let's keep it real. A woman can hide it much better than a man. Because she might have or three and hide it well.
And listen, guys, because you said that, not me. Listen, guys,
no,
so
yeah.
a woman could cheat. So you just really said on my show that a woman could cheat really good if they want to without getting caught. Thank you for that.
I'm going to say, because you know what? I'll give you a prime example. I had a girlfriend that had a living, and I don't know how he never suspected. She had the good man at home that bought her a nice car, gave her everything she wanted. She had one that paid a lipo for her, and that was his side, her side guy. And I told her, where did you get energy? They had three. And how do you see three without a problem, without each and one of them knowing? How do you take the phone calls? And she worked in a doctor's office. So that guy that paid for the lipo never knew about the one she had at home. And then with the third one, she used to travel, and the one at home and the one at the doctor's office never found out, because she always maneuvered it that she went out with a friend or a family member. And she got away with it, and none of them three ever suspected, and none of them three knew each other. Now, how she got away with that, it's unbelievable, because it went on for years. She had that well. That's why I had to throw that up there, that a woman probably can
forget about how she got away with it, how her coochie handled all that. Damn.
I never got that far.
She must got a, man, that coochie got a lot of mileage on it. Damn.
And ask me what race she was.
I mean, W105.1, they do that. Guess what race it is? That's a game
okay.
They do on their radio show. So we're gonna say that now. Guess what? Wait a minute. Guess what race it is? Wait a minute. Hold on. Don't tell me what race she was. Yo, Dre, what race was she? Come on, Dre, guess. What race was she?
I said Dominican.
Dominican?
Yes, yeah. He was.
Oh, shit. Man, get off my bro, my radio show, Dre. How the hell you do that?
Yes, she was. Good guess, because that's exactly what she was.
That's a damn shame he said Dominican. How the hell he knew that? You just won one weekend with a Dominican woman of your choice. Paid for by my podcast.
He got it on the first try.
She was Dominican, huh? Wow.
Yes, she
was. Telling everybody's story. All the guys out here now, we're going to be looking for Dominican women. No. Look, Francisca, I don't want to hold you. Listen. Every time you call my podcast, it's always a pleasure. You know what I'm saying? From the time we first met, we never met personally. We just always, as far as business with the podcast and everything, and I really appreciate you taking time. Now, I don't want to pat myself on the back. You could tell people what I did. Now, don't make me toot my own horn. You know what I'm talking about?
No, I appreciate you too.
The vision board.
Yeah.
What did the Keeping It Real show do?
Oh, my God. Always advertising it, you know, supporting, you know. I got nothing but love for you and appreciation. Thank you for you donated, but you actually sponsored for one of the young ladies that wasn't able to go. Now it can pop up on March the 18th from 1 to 6. I'm doing the vision board, and I'm to God be the glory, I'm going to have men there. So I'll be the first one ever doing the vision board, including men. So whoever wants to go is March the 18th from 1 to 6 is on a Saturday. Anybody can reach out to me. My number is 973-979-4288. You can just message me and we'll take it from there and I'll give you the details. I wish you were coming, so but I understand.
Oh,
but I wish I would have you there in person.
Yeah, I would have went, but that's my sister's birthday on the 18th.
Yeah, you have
but,
told me so.
But look, that's how we got to do. I donated to her podcast and to her project, so some lucky person gets to go to her event. Compliments of the Keeping It Real show. We gotta help each other. Yeah,
absolutely,
Francisca,
absolutely.
Look, yo, you've been real. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay,
about 12.
I can't wait
right?
after 12.
12.
Mm-hmm.
After 12, hit me up after 12, and it's been a pleasure. And you still single? You still single?
I'll keep that a little anonymous. I try to keep my personal life personal. Not even social media. I won't commit that mistake.
You got a black man. I got you. It's cool. It's all right. We'll talk. Keep them confidential. Nah, I'm just playing. Look, for real, I really appreciate you calling in. And I'll talk to you tomorrow, okay?
Okay. And, again, thank you for having me tonight. It's always a pleasure. I love coming on your podcast, Keeping It Real.
Tell everybody about your podcast
before
you leave.
Yeah, if anybody wants to hear me, I'm on every Wednesday from 6 to 8. Call my podcast is No Longer Silent. My topic is domestic violence, me being a survivor. So, like I said, I gave you guys my phone number for whoever's listening. I can send you the flyer. Anybody that has Facebook can also friend request me as Francisca Nunez. And if you do call me, I will give you that information. But I'm on every Wednesday from 6 to 8, and my topic is domestic violence. And I have to say, last Wednesday, a lot of men came in, and it was off the hook. It was absolutely amazing. You just had to be there. It was amazing.
I'm just so glad that I spawned so many people into podcasts just from coming on my show. Because I invited you on my show, and from that, you got your own podcast. So I'm glad that I birthed so many people into the podcast world. Because, like I tell people, podcast is taking over. Radio won't even be around anymore in the next 5 years. I'm predicting that myself. And if you're not doing nothing next Friday, tune in, because I'm going to have the lady on that was having sex with your husband while you was married. So we're going to hear her point. We're going to have her on here next week, giving her, because it's three sides to every story.
Oh, absolutely.
You know what I mean? So we're going to have her side. But anyway, yo, thanks a lot, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, sweetheart. Have a good one, and enjoy tonight with our audience.
Yo, now listen, now that's what podcast is about, for real. But before we move on any further, I want to just say one thing. Earlier when I was talking, I was getting a couple of texts. I had three texts from three different podcasters, people that have their own podcast, and they all text me and said the same thing. Two words. They said, "You good." And that mean a lot to me, because I really work hard at what I do. And I didn't really even have anything. I told my sister earlier, I didn't really have anything planned. I just was going to, you know, go off the top of my tongue. And however I feel or however I go, that's what I was going to do. And that's what I did. So that was the first hour of the show. It was a hell of a show. I see the people that's pressing one. Just give me a couple of more minutes. I'm coming to everybody. I really am. Friend Francisca, I really want, when people listen to my show, I really want them to understand what's going on and know what's going on. Like, that's real life. That's really real life stuff. Oh, I lost somebody to press one. He must have got tired of waiting. That's all right. It's real life situations and real life things that go on, and we all have to deal with them. And everything, the core is all about love. I guess embracing love, showing love, and but about love like from the third. A third party, like I don't really include myself in it too much. I talk about myself from as like I'm talking about somebody else. Everybody has the past, and everybody got experience from the past. But what you got to know is that you can't devalue yourself by your past. You got to be your own. Be your own. You got to be your own hero. You know what I mean? At 50 or 40, you can't really be saying, like, I'm too old to do this. I'm 50. I'm too old to do this. I'm 60. Like, that's bullshit. You're never too old. We all got life regrets. Everybody made mistakes in the past. If you was cruel to somebody, if you was snappy with somebody, you didn't treat somebody good, it's okay. You learned from that. Don't sit around and devalue yourself and demean yourself down from stuff that happened in the past. Start your life from right now. If it's love is what you're looking for, this word love. Love is I look at love like. So many people want it, and so many people need it. Like people, they willing to jump hurdles, they willing to leap over fences, they willing to knock down walls, they willing to do all that just to find love, just to reconnect with love. In hindsight, like, is it really worth it? I'm gonna keep talking about love. I'm gonna continue to talk about love, but I'm not trying to turn anybody against love. I want people to believe in love. I want people to continue wanting it and needing it. If that's what you want, define love by past. Relationships that wasn't worth nothing 5, 10, 15 years ago. Yo, you're not the same person that you was then. You can't sit around and have regrets about like mistakes you made in relationships. You know, we gotta let that go. Your life starts from right now. And that's what you need to know. The past is the past. And leave it there. I'm 30, I'm 40, I'm 50. I'm not going to find love again. I'm not going to find nobody that I can live my life with. Man, that's bullshit. You still alive. You should be better. Always think of life as now and think of it as your life is getting better. I don't care how old you are. If you're 60 or 70, think of your life as getting better from today. Don't say, oh, somebody cheated on me 15 years ago or somebody hurting me. You still holding on to the pain. Like, you still building up a wall. You holding on to fear. That's toxic. And that's what keep a lot of people unsatisfied. Let me go to the phone lines because y'all know I be talking. That's what I do. If you're on the phone lines and you want to go live, press 1. If I had you on hold too long, I'm sorry. Caller, you live.
Yeah, Jay Sean, that's you, right?
Hey, Mr. Confusion. I mean, Mr. Solution.
Oh, no, I don't know. You sound like you've been polluted. That sounds like a little, sounds like pollution to me. What's going on? What the hell is going on with you, man?
Hey, man, I'm having a good damn time, Mr. Solution. That's all.
Well, that's just peachy keen. Hey, I want to answer the question for the young lady that spoke a moment ago, and I'm going to give you the justification. In all likelihood, she is single, but she doesn't just want to open the floodgates. And, you know, she's likely a good woman, thus she doesn't want the calls just pouring in, so she's trying to limit it, and I'm going to tell you why. Because if she had a man, it would be disrespectful for her not to say that she had one. So in all likelihood, unless there's something that I'm missing, and I don't think I am, she's definitely single. Would you concur?
I concur. I'm surprised. When you just said that, you made me feel like I was like, me and Mr. Solution finally on the same page. Because when I asked her that, the first thing I said was, she ain't got no man.
Right. She doesn't have a man. Correct. You say we're finally – okay. You're yanking my chain again. You say we're fine. Okay. All right. You need to get on my page, Jay Sean. You guys have some nice names. I was just listening. The phonetic quality of those names is catchy. And the guy named Sade. Spell that. The guy's name is Sade. Spell his name.
S-H-A-D-E-E.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, those are nice phonetic names, you know, kind of. They're pleasing to roll off the tongue, as it were. Nevertheless, that's my response. That's what I was calling regarding just one other item, and that's there are very few decent women in America today because women are actually they're incentivized and rewarded for breaking up relationships. And if you look at any of the divorce journals, they point out that about anywhere between 70 and 80% of women initiate divorce. And if
75.
They have a college education. Wait a minute. Let me just finish the point. And if they have a college education, it's up to 90%. So women today are, and they don't want to be fit, feminine, and friendly. And a lot of women can't cook. And I make the point to women all the time. And this seems like a revelation even to some men. If a woman can't cook, she's useless in a relationship, because one of the foundations of a relationship is being able to nurture your family. And your man, just a man, constitutes a family. A man and a woman constitutes a family. If they want to have kids, that's fantastic too. But a woman needs to be able to carry out her traditional role. Now, I'm just going to throw you out a trick question. Women in other countries, what percentage of them can cook? 100% of them can cook, because that is an absolutely essential characteristic. You can't eat out all the time. And then even if you do eat out, it's going to cost you a fortune, and you don't get really healthy ingredients like you would in a home-cooked meal. So if a woman can't cook in a relationship, she's virtually useless. If all she's bringing to the table is a pussy and a fork, that is unacceptable. And so men need to be cognizant of that, and a lot of men are ignorant of that. And the same thing is true. If a man doesn't have skills to do things, to fix things, and or a lot of money to get them fixed, then he's virtually useless too. But just one final point, and it's this. Women normally want traditional men. That is, men who provide and protect. But then women don't want to be traditional women, women who can nurture their men. And this is particularly true in first world countries like the U.S., you know, Europe, Canada, Australia, and so forth. So, you know, there's a big, big problem there. But a woman needs to be able to cook in a relationship. Otherwise, she's virtually useless. Go ahead.
You one hell of a guy. I gotta see. I'm careful with you, Mr. Solution. Like, I'm careful with you because I call you the sharpshooter, right?
Yeah, I've heard you say that.
You are a sharpshooter. See, so I would need a woman to come on and more answer that question than me, because
you really don't. You don't.
I mean,
all you have to do is use. There's a concept called ratiocination.
No, it would be
better. Or ratiocination. Either pronunciation.
Yeah. Or either for a podcast point of view. See, well, for me personally, I don't really think that I would be with I'm a side with you right there. I don't really think I would be in a relationship with a that's two
wait,
times.
Make up your mind, Jay Sean. I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
I had to really think about that for a minute, but like, you got to think before you talk. I really don't think I would be with a woman who couldn't cook or wouldn't cook. You know, because sex wouldn't be able to compensate, like, you know, with me, like, so, like, like with me, it's like, women have to not only know how to act abroad, but they got to know how to, you know, what things to do at home, and cooking is one of those things. So that is a valuable thing, but also a woman could come out here and then tell you valuable things that a man should be able to do.
Ah, but I would like to hear precisely, see, and don't speak for the woman. Let her speak for herself. But look, we can speak for what a person should do, an adult person, all right? I understand your trepidation. I don't have that trepidation, by the way. But, you know, so we can definitely say, look, I can throw you Abraham Maslow's hierarchy of needs, all right? If you get a pyramid, imagine a pyramid, or just a triangle, as it were. But at the base of that triangle, or pyramid, excuse me, you have what's called the essentials, food, shelter, clothing, water, all those, food, shelter, clothing, water. And incorporated in food is obviously the preparation of that food. So that's at the base of the pyramid. You know, the base of the pyramid holds everything else up above it, correct? Yes. And therefore, if a now a man, see, most men, especially decent men, successful men, I should say, don't question their role. They know their role, you see. And oftentimes women who are unfit, unfriendly, right, and not and who aren't feminine, they want the top tier of the men. Now, all men are pretty much valuable, you know, especially men who carry out their manly function, keeping society running, keeping society well-greased, right? Men know their function to protect and to provide. It's women who have broken away from their function, which is to nurture.
Are you? Yeah, go are ahead. You, are you, I don't know how to pronounce this word. Are you a polygamist?
No, no, no. I'm not.
Would you like to be? Would you like to be?
No, I would not. Why did you ask?
Because you
now
cause
I,
you come
I am
off
what's
like,
considered.
Because you, but you come off like extremely truculent.
Really? How so?
Yeah. By the way, you're talking about, like, women, like a woman would feel like, you know, like you might be a polygamist or somebody who, you know, I'm not going to say.
Well, what
no,
about direct? See, we have a lot of mealy-mouthed
okay,
direct, people. We've
direct.
Produced a lot of mealy-mouthed people.
I just
and
thought
most...
I'd throw a, I just, no, hold on, hold on. I just thought I'd throw a couple of big words in there because you do. You know what I mean? So I like, let me, I'm going to throw a couple of big words in there too. You know what I'm saying?
Well, they have to make sense though. No, 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 that's fine.
Oh,
but they
make
have,
sense.
Well, what about
I
just the
say,
word direct?
I didn't say nothing that didn't make sense. I didn't say nothing that didn't make sense.
No, no, I'm saying what about just using the word direct?
Oh no, that's a better word. I use that. Bring it out down. Direct. Hey, yo,
see,
look,
most of us have been taught to be politically correct, which really means liar.
Hold on,
a politically correct person.
Hold on. You got a million people texting me every time you talk. Like I'm telling you, people love you, Mr. Solution. You got hold on for 1 second.
And I love people.
hold on for 1 second. I got to just stay with me. I got to bring somebody else in. But I don't know if you want to get in. I don't know if you want to get in on this little bet I got with my listeners. We got a bet. The odds are 3-1 that you're a black man.
Well, I don't identify as that, and I don't know why that's relevant. As I said, I don't know why that's relevant. How about
because
just
everybody
a, wanna, just,
because everybody want to know your nationality. What is your nationality?
But wait a minute. Watch this. Well, American.
No. Hold on.
Okay, wait a minute. Let me say this. How about just being a successful man?
No. Wait a minute now. You're being
hypocritical. Okay, go ahead.
You're being hypocritical. You know why?
Well, okay,
just,
please tell me why.
Because you just said something about the previous caller not wanting to admit if she had a man or not. And you was very clear.
No. That's not exactly what I said. If you're going to quote me, you have to quote me correctly. That's not what I said.
Listen, I'm not going to say word per diem that I knew every word you said, but I'm going to have to run the tapes back. But you just
right,
said
but that's not what I meant either.
To...
So you need to see that's not parallel. You're not paralleling what's.
Why
go
won't
ahead.
You tell us what nationality you is? If I could win this
because
money.
Because it's irrelevant and immaterial. I'm American. I'm a man. I'm American. I'm a Christian. I mean, all that other stuff is just salacious. It's a bunch of
I want you to leave. I don't ever want you to answer that question.
No, no, but it's not relevant.
I don't want you to answer it. I don't want
no,
to
watch
answer
this. If it were a relevant question,
people,
I would have no hesitation in answering.
That's going to keep people calling here. Yo, everybody, you know what people texting me saying right now? They saying me and you is the new tag team, Abbott and Costello, Starsky and Hutch, Batman and Robin. They somebody they like you two are some funny guys. Hey yo, but look, let me go to another caller. Hold on, don't go nowhere, all right, if you don't have to.
Right.
All right.
And I
want to
talk about success. I want to tell you about success.
All right, hold on. Let me bring in S H A D E E.
Okay.
Yo, Shaw, you live?
Sounds good.
Yeah. What's good? What's good? What's going on? You
what's
hear
going
me?
On? Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah.
We wired for sound tonight. We off the chain tonight.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I heard Mr. Solution mispronounce my name.
Yeah,
well, at least he know who you is. He got your name right, but you know, he's probably not used to hearing the names like that too often. It's Sade. It's Sade.
Wait, say it again.
Sade.
Oh, okay, let me say it because you're breaking off on my phone. I don't know if it's your phone or mine. But it's Sade or Sade?
Sade.
But it's a nice name. I can't get the last syllable.
Yeah, but you got it right, Sade. You got it right this time, Sade.
Sade. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yes. Absolutely.
Okay, I got it. No, I just said that's a nice name. It is novel to me. I've never heard that. But Jay Sean accused me of being truculent, and he didn't say what it meant, so I guess he was trying to be clandestine or secretive. It means aggressively hostile. You know, I once had a female attorney tell me.
I know what truculent means. Why would I say it?
Yeah, but other people may not have known what it meant, okay?
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm saying.
All right, okay.
Being gracious. Yeah, so she said to me.
Let Sade finish. Hold on.
All right, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Let Sade finish, Rakim. Do huh? I'm gonna change the name to Rakim Allah Akbar. Go ahead,
no, Sade, actually it means seeing things as they are, not the way they are presented to be. It's a meaning behind the name.
Wait a minute, say it again. Yeah. Seeing things as they are.
Right, not the way they are presented to be. As you said,
oh, that's wonderful.
As you said something about being political means like another word for liar. So when you said that made me think of politicians and politics. What they do, they lie to the people. Got the people believing one thing and they about something else. You know what I mean? They got the people thinking they about trying to help, make it a better country and a better world, but they about lining their pockets and taking care of their cronies, and they're in their interests to whoever paid to play. You know what I'm saying? That's what they're about, and we need to understand that. The American people need to understand that the politicians are basically using the people. That we need to get that. So when you said that. I know you already know that. If you say politically, you saying that word, then you already know they're using the people. They're playing the people out. You know? What's your thoughts about that?
Well, that's true. However, remember, both are players because the people could be informed of what you just said and take evasive measures or protective measures. Yeah, I concur. I agree with what you said. But remember, there are always two players, and I never take a victim role, right? That's never my role. I don't play that role. Yeah, the people have a responsibility to not be lied to, throw the bastards out. See, you have people. I don't want to get too political because that's not my bailiwick. I don't get into that
right, too much.
Just say the people have a role to be responsible and to be knowledgeable, or at least have a representative to be knowledgeable and therefore inform them. So I don't let anyone get off with the crying victim. I just, that's not the way I roll.
Hold on, time out one second. That's good. Hold on, Sha, hold on one second.
You got it.
Y'all drifted off for a minute somewhere. I got a y'all drifted off somewhere higher than where I was at. I'm still down here. Y'all drifted off somewhere else. Just hold on 1 second. Because somebody keep texting me, people is texting me and inboxing me and it's hard for me to. You know, time be going so fast. But hold that thought 1 second. Let me see what's going on. 1 second. 7468, you got a question?
Yeah, real quick.
Go ahead.
A lot of times I always hear people downing our black women. And I feel this is not to all men, okay? It's just that majority of us, okay? And I say us, I mean, I'm talking to you. If you don't reply, all right, let me try. So we have to take responsibility for what we have done, to our black women. We ask ourselves, oh, why is she so mean? Why is she so mean? And she's been cheated on so many times. We don't understand as men. We are powerful. We are strong. We are dominant. We can make our women do anything they can do. But we have to do it by love, not force. We sit here and wonder why.
Go ahead. You said by love.
Yes, by love. Yes, by love, not force. You don't need to beat our women. You don't need to cheat on our women. If you don't want the women, don't be there. Period. But by us doing that to our women, it allows people outside of our race to downgrade our women. So now our women have to deal with us downgrading them and the outside downgrading them.
I'm gonna let a woman answer that, Drake. Hold on.
All right, this is the last thing I'm gonna say.
Go ahead.
It's February. It's Black History Month.
Mm-hmm.
I dare any of my black men to just go up to a random black woman and just apologize on behalf of other black men on what we have done to them. That's my role in February.
Okay, hold on 1 second. Good question.
Five eight eight five. Hey Jay, how are you?
Hey, what's up, Latoya? How you doing?
All is well and grateful. I'm thankful. Hope all is well with you.
I wanna before you say something, I wanna from the bottom of my heart, sincerely, I wanna apologize for every black man that has hurt you in the past. That's what I took on Dre challenge. I want to sincerely apologize for every black man who has ever hurt you, has ever hurt you in your life. Do you accept my apology?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I just
Dre, you happy, Dre?
Yeah, it's real, man. That's real talk. And you think about
it. Okay, all right, all right. What's up, Latoya? What's up?
I think what Dre is saying is the truth, is what he's saying. And that's, other than I would call him just to say hello, but what he's saying is actually the truth. And Francesca was on earlier. Nice to hear her voice and what she was speaking about. But I was listening to you and listening to grown folks too. So, yeah. But that's all I wanted to say. I'm just hanging in, okay?
You, hey, thank you all. You always support. That's what's up. You know what I mean? But I apologize to you for everything that a wrong that a black man has ever did to you in your life.
Okay. Thank you for that.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for calling. Hold on.
There we go, Jay.
624-6246. You live.
Peace and blessings, brother. Grown folks talk, express yourself. Progressive Podcast Network on. Hey,
oh,
Jay, we got.
Man. Is this the guy with 400 podcasts?
We got two for the price of one here. Peace and blessings to brother Shadi and peace and blessings to Dre. Oh, my main man, Solutions is on tonight. Hey, Solutions, we got your pal on the other end. He wanted to holler at you. But let me say this to you. When you were talking about what was your ethnicity, and my man said, well, that's not important. Well, no, it's not so much that we're trying to judge you, Mr. Solutions. It's just nice to know who we're talking to and what ethnicities are listening to the programs. And if I had to take a guess, and I'm right along with my brother Leon on this, remember the Jeffersons used to come on TV, Mr. Solutions? Remember the Willises, the white father, and they had the black wife, and they had Jenny, who was the product of a mixed marriage. I would say that either your mother and father were of a mixed marriage. Not that it makes a difference, because everybody's human. We're all different, but we're equal. So, Mr. Solution, be proud of your ethnicity. I'm curious to know what your lineage is, all right? Because we come from all parts of the world, but remember who was here first. So claim your ethnicity, Mr. Solutions. Claim your ethnicity because you know who the original people are. Thank you, Jay. I just wanted to say that. And Leon might want to say something. He's in the background.
Hey, Forrest, before you answer that,
what's
man,
up,
I want
Leon?
You to come on my show, brother.
Huh?
I want to have you as a guest on my show with the eaters. You
know
what I'm saying?
Okay, my brother. No problem. Yes, sir. Thank you, brother.
All right.
With Solutions. Hey, Jay, is Solution still calling from a block number?
He's out here.
Oh, but is he calling from a block number? Solution, I'm blocking number. You want to know what neck of the woods you're calling from, my brother?
I can't get that. You know, I'm like a doctor. I can't give out personal, you know, information.
I don't want his number. I just figured that a brother like that might be calling from a block number.
Mr. Solution, you still here?
See, Leon, you done ran the man off the line.
Yes, Leon.
Yes, sir.
Leon didn't say anything. Leon
no,
didn't say anything.
Here.
You and Latoya.
He's still here.
Yo, Jay.
Oh, he's still on.
Jay, real quick, Jay.
He's still on.
Is your sister on, Jay?
Go ahead, Leon. What's good, Leon? What's good?
Is your sister still on?
Is your sister on?
Lisa, yeah.
Wait a minute, one second.
Bring Lisa.
Yo, Lisa, you here?
Yeah.
There you go, Lisa.
Yeah, Lisa, can you hear me?
Yeah.
I want to know what you think, my sister, about what Mr. Lucia said about women.
Tonight?
Yeah.
Somebody got their TV on in the background. Mr. Solution said that if a woman don't know how to cook, then she, you know,
He's worthless.
He's worthless.
Yes.
Well, wait a minute. That's not what I said.
Oh,
I appreciate you guys, but
he came out off of that.
That's okay. That's
go
fine.
Ahead,
that's
Mr.
Kaluki. Yeah, go ahead, Mr. Kaluki. What did you say about a woman
somebody
and a man? You didn't say just about a woman.
Somebody turn your TV down.
You are deliberately distorting. That's right. You shouldn't do that. Because
no,
that's
no, no,
that.
No, you're right, sir. You're right, sir. But
that's
I want to know exactly what
you
said.
That's not what I.
Hold
that's
on,
not
hold
even
hold
close
on.
To
Mr.
what
Solution
I.
Let Mr. Solution talk. Let Mr. Solution talk. Somebody turn their TV down in the background.
No, what I want to say to him, Jay, is that he's right. But see, what he wants is people to quote him word for word. So listen, I'll say that I'm wrong, but what I want you to do is quote to Lisa exactly what you said about a woman. She's a woman. She's a melanated woman, and she's a goddess. So I want you to say exactly what you said about a woman to her.
Right. It doesn't have to be word for word, but it has to be essentially the same thing. Okay? I didn't say word for word. Now, what I said was, in the context, let's be respectful now. In the context of a relationship, what I said was, man and a woman have roles. And I said that a woman expects a man to fulfill his traditional role being a provider, a protector. Now, however, she doesn't own her traditional role, which is that of a nurturer. And what I also said is that if a woman can't cook, she is virtually worthless to a man in a relationship.
Okay.
He can't.
Now, Lisa, do you
that's
agree?
That's what
with
I said.
There you go, Mr. Solution. Listen, Lisa, do you agree that in a relationship, if you can't cook, you're worthless?
You're not worthless, but it's a point of that everyone should cook.
Well,
for some reason, back in the day, women would have primary person that cooks. But nowadays, it's different roles that both man and woman could cook. But as Mr. Solution said, many women do not know how to cook. And
does that mean she's worthless? Does that mean she's worthless?
In a relationship,
you got it, Mr. Solution. In a relationship, Lisa, do you think that a woman that can't cook is worthless? Because there's a second part to that he said. I'm not going to say that to you yet. I want to know, in a relationship, that a woman that can't cook, is she worthless?
No, she's not worthless.
I said she can't nurture. She's not fulfilling her role. But I also used as justification two sightings. Number one, traditionally in America, women were taught in home economics how to cook and how to clean. And I pointed out in Abraham Maslow's hierarchy of needs how important food, the basics, food, water, shelter, clothing. And part of food is being able to prepare that food. And I guarantee you, now I'm a pretty well-off man. I can't afford to eat out every night. That costs a fortune. And so you talk about a person being able to prepare a meal juxtaposed to purchasing a meal. Then one has to talk about the ingredients of a meal, because they cut a lot of corners in the commercial food preparation industry. So I use that to draw my conclusion. Go ahead.
Mr. Solution, it's different. I'm an older woman, so when I was younger, it wasn't no fast food restaurants really out. So women did have to cook. But as we move forward into the 20th century, there's more places to go get food prepared and you can buy. So more women now do not cook because there's more ways of getting food on the table. But it's not that she's worthless when she cannot provide a meal for her family. It's just that there's other ways that's out here now that she can prepare, have food for her family on the table. Now, I'm going to say, for example, when I got married in the 80s, I didn't know how to cook when I got married, but I learned to cook. So it's a difference when you get married. You have to find out if your woman knows how to cook or don't. But she can always learn how to cook. But nowadays, men can also learn just as women. And I don't know if you had home economics when you were in school, Mr. Solution. But when we were in home economics back in the day, it wasn't enough for months to learn how to cook. All we learned how to do was make cookies or a cake. And that wasn't a way of learning how to make a meal for a female when she got older. You have to learn how to cook by watching your mom or another member in the family to get it right and learn how to cook. And cooking doesn't always come good to everybody. Everybody cannot cook. But if you do have a woman that can cook good for you, then you have a good thing. Now, one that is not as good of a cook, she still is worthy because she's going to try to make a meal for a man.
All right, let me respond to that,
Lisa. What was the second part? What was the second part to what you said about a woman when you used her vagina? What was that second part? So I won't.
Wait. Let me just finish the first part, sir. Let me finish the first part. Lisa, first of all, that's an unacceptable answer that you just gave, especially to a successful man, and I'm going to tell you why. The reason is that men are the purchasers of women as the product on the market. In other words, women have a sexual marketplace value. All of us do. You hear women all the time, they'll talk about what kind of man they want. They don't want a man that's too short. They don't want a man that doesn't make a certain amount of money. You know, the old adage is they want six-pack, 6 feet, six figures. All right. So we don't have a problem with that. Everybody acquiesces to what a woman wants. But now a successful man will and can give pushback on that because since they are the consumers of women on the open market, right, they can say what they want, and we do. If a woman can't cook, she's virtually worthless in a relationship. Now, why is it that women in other countries – at 100% can cook. At 100% they can cook. Now, the other thing that's wrong with what you said, Lisa, you specifically mentioned fast food. One of the reasons that women will give for being unfit, part of the trio in terms of what women should be represented as, feminine, fit, and friendly, is because of fast food consumption, the bad ingredients, all the sugar and the salt. So, again, we're back to square one. Nurturing is absolutely essential in a relationship, and one of the hallmarks of nurturing would be food preparation. So we get back to the essential or the quintessential necessity of a woman being able to cook. Now, we still want men to carry out their traditional role, that of being provider, right, and protector. We don't deviate from that. But yet we can say, well, he can cook too. I'm going to tell you something. A successful man is not going to do that. He's not going to put his tail between his legs like a little puppy dog and agree with the BS, bovine scatology, that a lot of women and weak men are spewing out. He's not. Go ahead.
Okay, Mr. Solution, we never discussed what nationality you are, but we're going to bypass that. If we go back in history and time, as you know of, most men that were elite with money, their women do not know how to cook or clean. You know already that most Caucasian women have housekeepers that cook and clean for them. They do not cook. If you ever go to their house and look in the refrigerator, it's only a rotisserie chicken, and then they only add side orders. Now, if you're talking about women of color, yes, we do cook because we grew up being caretakers to take care of our family on a certain income, so we cook. And you know, if we look back in history, we can even go back to slavery, Black women have always cooked and know how to cook, so we're not the ones that can be worthless because we had no other choice of being cookers and cleaners. So I don't know who you're talking about. It's worthless. But I can say the women of our newer age don't know how to cook, but that's because they choose not to be in that category and think that it's important to be able to cook for their men. But that's on them.
I would just ask you, in all fairness, I would say less than 5% of women in relationships, less than 5% have maids.
Forrest, you got to mute your phone.
That's not me.
Until you, no, yeah, it is. It is.
Okay, let me mute it. See what happens.
Until you're ready to talk.
Yeah, realize that when you're in a relationship, that's a very small percentage of women that are able to.
That's Mr. Solution's phone. Your phone is.
No, that's not my phone. I'll mute
that's
and then you'll see if that's me. That's not my phone.
Hold up, Jay. Let me mute my phone, Jay.
Let me see.
Cause my phone's not even in my hand.
Yeah, I brought Leon.
Somebody got a TV on in the back or something.
Okay.
See, there it goes.
Hey, it's down now.
Okay. Yeah, I don't have
no
phone.
There it is.
It's
back. Still there.
It's back.
Yeah, but I don't have no phone. I don't have nothing playing in my house.
Jay, I muted, and it was still talking, whatever that is. That sound was still on.
Wait a minute. That's somebody else. I don't know who it is. Anyway, go ahead.
Oh, somebody. Okay, that was.
Oh, go ahead.
Okay.
That was Sade's phone.
Oh, okay. not Sade, Sade. Okay.
Sade.
Yes,
Sade's phone. Sade,
yeah,
you got
right.
Something out in the background. Look, we got. Listen. Wait a minute. Who was that?
Jay, please
who
give us overtime.
Mr. Solution. Mr. Solution.
I'm sorry. Repeat that question. Repeat the question. I didn't hear you.
Who asked the question, Lisa?
Yeah, I was answering Lisa. First of all, I think what Lisa did, Lisa, that when you talk about families that are able to afford a maid, you're talking about a vanishingly small number of people that can do that because you're talking about paying someone a salary now. You're talking about a family paying someone a salary, and very few people can do that. So they have to take care of those responsibilities themselves. I would say men making $250,000 a year, depending on their location, can't afford a maid. A maid is very expensive. Go ahead.
Mr. Solution, I used to be a housekeeper, and I took care of 5 houses in a week. And I cleaned, and they was middle-class people. They were not people of 6 figures. They was middle-class women, and I cleaned and cooked for them. So people can afford what they want to afford, that they feel that it's a necessity for them in life.
All right. But again, I'm just going to give you a little bit of pushback and say very few people can and do afford a maid. That's a very small group of.
That's not what Lisa said.
If my woman could cook, long as she in the kitchen like butt naked cooking, it don't matter if she can cook or not.
Okay, you're flip flopping on me now, Sade. You're probably joking because you said earlier.
What did he call you, Jay?
You just said earlier. Hold on, sir. Just hold on a minute.
Jay, he called you Sade.
Yeah, he be getting us mixed up. This Jay Sean.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Jay Sean, I'm sorry. You did I say?
Listen.
Okay. Okay.
It don't matter.
A moment ago, I apologize. A moment ago, if I did that, a moment ago, you did say that a woman couldn't just bring sex. She had to be able to cook. So you're flip-flopping and flitting.
Who, me?
Well, whoever's, yeah. I think it was
no,
Jay Sean. That's
no,
who I was speaking to at the beginning.
You're right. He just said that. What did you say?
Know.
What was your second? What was your second? What was your second half to that when it comes to a woman? When you talked about a woman's vagina
and the fork,
I want you to keep.
I simply said a woman can't bring a pussy and a fork to the table. That's not. Those are not good negotiating tools. Every woman comes standard with a vagina.
What's the fork for?
Well, for her to eat. She's coming. See, look, sex is great, but sex has its limitations. It has its place. So I'm saying if a woman is going to be in a stable relationship and get a ring, right, she needs to bring some functional skills. And I juxtapose that with women in other countries. Women in other countries, there's not even a question whether they can cook. They do, because that's part of their nurturing.
Hold on, Shadi.
Yeah.
Shadi.
Yeah.
He wanted to answer one of your questions, Mr. Solution. Go ahead, you got the floor.
Yeah, yeah. The part you said about, okay, you said any man who cooks is like walking with his tail between his legs. I cook. And I consider myself, pretty... okay financially, successful. Now, I cook. I actually enjoy cooking,
Right.
That's one of my things. That's one of my hobbies. I cook, I bake. Those are things that I like to do, So, when you say certain things like, I want to know where you getting your statistics from with what you're talking about, the things that you're saying. Obviously, you're getting statistics, or either you're basing it on women that you've dealt with.
Let me reiterate, because, again, you took what I said out of context. I said that modern-day men and modern-day women, when modern-day women redefine the role application primarily of men, they still want men to provide and protect, and they want to amalgamate the roles that have been traditionally theirs, that of being able to cook, provide for their husband and children, if there are any children, and also keep a clean domicile. See, and I said that weak men and women, the men accept the ridiculous pushback of the women to say that men should shoulder their traditional responsibility and the traditional responsibility of the women. So what you said, I said, is not exactly what I said. I said that in response to women redefining their roles to shift virtually all the burden and responsibility onto the man. If you cook and can cook, that's wonderful. Most of the chefs of the world are men. I understand that. I know that. Men are the best cooks commercially. However, in a home, right, usually the woman, that's part of her nurturing role. Now, if the man can do it, that's fine. Look, men and women can work out things however it best suits them. I'm okay with that. But just speaking of it generally in the context that we're speaking now, I'm saying that there are role distinctions that both men and women have to fulfill. And women can't shift their roles off on men and say that now it's the man's responsibility.
So listen, I just want to ask him a question. So I heard you use the word weak men. So
right.
So let me ask you a question. Do you cook, Mr. Solution, in your house?
Yes, I do.
Or do
of
you
course.
Have a slave? Okay. Do you have a slave? Or I'm sorry, a maid?
Oh, come on. Look, let me just say this. I detect that you are not about truth. All right, you want to beat me up? Okay, God damn it, I give. Okay? Fuck it.
I apologize to you. I apologize to you, too, Mr. Solution. I apologize to you. I just want to know if you cooked or, you know.
Yeah, because I don't play around, man. I mean, this is kind of serious, you know?
Well, it is serious.
So I don't kid around like that.
No,
if you
no.
have a serious
listen,
question,
listen. I
definitely
listen.
Will respond
listen.
To it. But
listen.
If it's but if it's bullshit,
one, as,
go
right.
play with
listen,
someone else.
One,
I don't.
Listen, as one king to the next king, I apologize to you from the bottom
sure,
of my heart.
Sure, okay, I accept. Apology
right.
accepted.
So listen, but when you come up here and you talk about melanated people and which the way you do, I take that.
No. There you go again. See, you're setting up you're setting up a straw man argument. I didn't say that. I talk about people in general. I know American society. And if it doesn't
I never heard you come up here, Mr. Lucian, and say that.
No, I'm not talking about any specific group. I'm talking about Americans in general. And
well,
then
I
broaden it to women in other countries. So I'm not talking. See,
right.
that's your
right.
argument,
you're
sir. That's your
no,
battle,
no, no.
not
right.
mine.
You're right.
I'm
you're
not
right,
fighting that
you.
Fight. That's not my fight.
No, you're right, Mr. Lucian. But when I met you, Mr. Lucian, you were talking about melanated people. And you
no,
talked
I wasn't.
About my melanated Okay.
Nope.
All right. That's
nope.
Fine,
I wasn't.
That's
now,
yo,
look, if I had been talking
not...
about a specific subject, maybe yes. But that's not my topic.
Okay.
My topic,
fine,
and I'll be happy to listen to all you have to say about melanated people. Now, everybody
who
has
remember,
melanin.
Who remember that song,
we
Jesus
all remember
Christ
we all
is
remember.
A black man.
It's okay. Listen,
Jesus
we don't have to go
Christ
back. Listen, we don't have to go back.
Man.
We don't
who
have to go back.
First of all, everybody has melanin. It's just that some people have reduced melanin.
No, everybody don't.
All right.
No, everybody
how many
don't
people
have melanin.
People heard that song before.
Okay. That's a physiological and a medical question. Every human being has melanin. If they, in everybody's blood, melanin is what gives blood its color. Everybody has melanin. You need to go back and be reinformed, sir.
Mr. Solution is a black man.
Only one ethnic of people don't have melanin.
Everybody has melanin. Your organs, your kidney, your liver, all of those are reflect melanin.
Mr. Solution is a white man.
Pain, everything. So, I mean, look, let me say this. Let me share something adult with you. I got pissed off at inflation the other day. I think I shared this on Sade's show. And I went out and created...
Sade.
Right, Sade, I'm
Sade.
Sorry. I went out, Sade.
Yeah. Yeah.
Move operator. Went out. I see someone is in a jovial mood. I went out and created another revenue stream to address this out-of-control inflation and taxes. Everything is just going up, and it pissed me off. I was on the phone with my insurance man. And see, this is where adulthood comes in. A lot of people's butts are being kicked by reality, and they're going around trying to take it out on other people because they don't know what the hell else to do, because they don't listen. So I went out very proud of myself, right, and created another revenue stream. What about that? That's what people should be talking about. Most people are being destroyed by inflation, food inflation. Everything is going up, energy inflation. I mean, virtually everything, gasoline, everything that you consume
and who's benefiting
is escalating
from that,
in price, double-digit inflation.
Solution.
Who's benefiting from that, Mr. Solutions? Who's benefiting from that? There has to be a benefactor for the prices to go up, correct? Who created inflation?
Well, okay, where are you going with that, and how does that help you specifically?
Well, that was a question. If somebody can set the price to go up in the products in the store, from eggs being $3 and $4 a dozen in certain places going up to $10 and $11, who's benefiting from that? That's a question.
All right, you tell me.
I'm asking you, Mr. Solutions.
No. Okay, but I didn't bring that subject up. You did. What I did, sir, was inflation. Hey, hold on. Let me just utter this expression. What I did was address my part of the equation. I know that I need more money to transact a particular transaction, so I went out and developed another revenue stream. Now, you can tell me and the rest of the audience who's behind it.
That's my question.
What was your other revenue stream?
That's my question. That's my question, Mr. Solution.
What did you do to generate more money? You open another store? Share that with us. What I would say, and that's a very good question, by the way, and the way I would respond to this is this. Deep within everybody are a number of revenue streams. They just have to look into themselves and bring it forth. Now, that may require some tutelage, and that is getting in a class where you learn what your skills and abilities are, what your skill sets are. See, they're going to be different for everybody. That's just like, say, a financial advisor will never just say to you what you should do without examining you as a person first, and that's what you should want. I can't tell you what your source of revenue will be, because I don't know you.
We're asking you, now that we're going to have classroom 101, what was your revenue?
Okay, that's none of your damn business.
Excuse me.
That's fine.
You bring it up, now it's none of our business. You're the one
that's none of your business. See, this is why I say you are disingenuous. You want to sit here and ask me what my revenue stream is.
I laugh at you, sir. Well, listen, I'll laugh all the way to the bank.
Thank you.
Listen, you should sit back and listen as opposed to participating. He's making money. Hold on, Mr. Solution.
You know what, Mr. Solution?
See, you cause confusion.
Wait a minute, hold up, Mr. Solution. When you talked about, you know, taxes, and you talk about inflation only went up when we went into this pandemic, and when they gave us that stimulus money, it was never free money. They always planned to get their money back. You understand what I'm saying? So, and then they came up with the scare tactic, was saying that there was a food shortage, there was a gas shortage, there was an oil shortage, and they kept all that stuff out there on the docks of the bay and not let them come in here. Because they knew the people was going to turn. It's still going on right now. So that's where the inflation came up at. You know, with that.
Well, that's not true. Inflation was always relatively high.
Not this high.
It's just
not this high.
I understand. The stimulus just put more fuel on the fire. So I think we're in basic agreement.
That was the whole plan. Yeah, that was a whole plan, though, Mr. Solution. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying that, and even right now, you know, they're scared of the money because if the government can't be in control of things, that's like the pharmaceuticals right now. They got a lot of shortage on a lot of medicines right now. Why? Because the president allegedly made them make it affordable for everybody to get their medicine. So now what they do, they stop making the medicine because they want to put the people in panic once again.
Jayshon may want to rope us back in, so I know he's being gracious. Go ahead, Jayshon. I know he's a sharpshooter, so I'll give way to him.
Mr. Solution is a black man.
Well, let me say this. Jayshon, I'll say this. May I address what you just said?
Mr. Solution is a white man.
I was just saying, maybe the conversation has gone adrift, and maybe you want to rope it back in. I don't know why. Mr. Solution, people love when me and you go at it. I don't know why.
They say, well, I don't know what you mean by go at it, but I mean, if there's a topic to discuss,
go at it.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Co-host. They say me and
go
you
ahead. I'm
is
sorry. What was
unstoppable.
That?
They say me and they texted me and inboxed me. They say you and Mr. Solution is unstoppable. I don't. I guess because you know we opposite the track.
I don't. Well, no. I wouldn't go there because no, being homogeneous is much better than being heterogeneous, just for purposes of display. And I would say, look, first of all, I like clarity. Clarity is important. Then on core issues, I like agreement. Agreement is very essential on core issues, right? But discussing issues, right, that's a source of both entertainment and information. So I like to participate in good conversations. I'll admit to that for sure.
This is Howard Cosell throwing in big words to Muhammad Ali.
We have a good time. We have a good time on the show, man. We always do.
Right. Yeah. Having a good time is a good thing.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Because it's Friday night. You know what I mean? Like, we all older now. You know, we not, I mean, it's like, Friday night don't mean parties and margaritas and cocktails and stuff like that for us. Well, I don't know. It do for me, but not for nobody else. But.
Yeah, well, you know, my areas of specialty are health, finances, and relationships. That's where I tend to put the most emphasis of my attention is in those three areas, because I think those are truly core areas of existence, is to talk. And most people are defeated in those three areas, health, right, finances, and relationship.
Okay, but look.
That sounds like a melanated man talking to me.
Hey, Mr. Solution.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Smith, yes. Before I end the show, look, I got a couple of questions to ask you.
Proceed.
What does ashy mean? Ashy. No, for real. Everybody else, be quiet. Be quiet. What does ashy mean, Mr. Solution?
Well, Shadi, I'm sorry, I did say Shadi.
No, Shadi.
I did, Jayshon. Let me say this. Let me say this. I'm not in a super humorous mood right now.
What does Ashy mean?
Hold on a minute. So I'm not going to engage.
You gotta look it up, Jay.
I'm not going to engage.
Okay, hold up. What does when you in somebody's kitchen? What that mean? BD, what that mean?
Well, okay. I don't know what kind of test this is, but I'm not participating in that because I don't know what you're doing, but I don't consider it very serious. Evidently, this is a text or email that you
When I was in the army, Mr. Solution. When I was in the army, they said we was all sitting in the auditorium. And it was a black drill sergeant, and he said,
okay.
He asked all the white soldiers. He said, "What does ashy mean?" They didn't know what that means. And then he said, "What does when you comb in the kitchen? Where's the kitchen at?" They didn't know what that meant. They didn't know what that meant. So that's why
I don't know
what
that means either. By the way.
Okay, well, everybody we know then. Now, everybody we know. If you don't know where the kitchen is.
Well, why don't you do this? First of all, tell me, I didn't hear the question clearly about the kitchen. Recite the question and the answer of the kitchen thing.
I will. Hold up. Hold up. Forrest, you still on?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, if you ask me, what do that mean?
Ashy mean when you get out the shower, you got to apply some cocoa butter lotion, which I'm sure Mr. Solutions is very familiar with.
Well, I'm familiar with cocoa butter, but look, if you guys want to give me an urban test, I'll pull up my urban lexicon.
And Mr. Solutions, hey, Mr. I saw your picture. I'd like to know why your right forearm is bigger than your left forearm. You have a bottle of cocoa butter lotion right next to it.
Hey, this guy just can't. He just can't leave it alone. I'm impressed.
But you know,
let me ask you something, sir. Is inflation a problem to you? Do you have that covered?
No, sir. I'm comfortable. But what I like to know is why you brought up the
Wait, hold on. Let me ask you another adult question. Do you owe anyone? Are you completely out of debt? And one final question. Do you work between...
I don't owe nobody except for my telephone bill, and that's it. I don't pay a cable bill. I paid a cable 8 years ago.
Do you work and attempting to ascend to a high-value, stable man?
Wait a minute.
He owns three houses.
Let me ask a question. Do you work between six
and three houses? I live in Newark, New Jersey, sir. Where do you live at?
Oh, these people be bugging our hands there.
Well, first of all, I don't. I'm glad you live where you live, but I don't care.
You gonna talk about me to your friends?
I won't ever mention your name again. You can be assured of that.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes, sir, my brother. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. You know, my thing is, look,
I heard it on the radio.
Hello?
Yeah, those are two ladies in the background talking.
Oh. Yeah.
What is going on?
Basically, it says something. My bad. Hello?
Solution
said something where y'all have a commonality in. You and Solution, Forrest, he said he's into health. I know you into health. That's why I want you on the show for the health reasons. And I want Solution on the show for the financial things because he's right about that. Like, we definitely need the health and the finances.
That's true.
And even those of us who have money, we still need to be able to utilize that money in a manner that's beneficial long term. You know what I mean? Where it's not working for your money, but letting your money work for you. You know,
right.
and that's something we need as a community. You know, when I talk, I'm not prejudiced. I love humanity. I love all people. I just have a view that I've seen that black people has gotten the worst deal out of all the people in this country. That's my opinion.
No doubt.
And I don't say that we are victims. However, I do say that we have been victimized.
That's right.
That's my thing. So that's whenever I talk about what we're dealing with and what we're going through as a people, it's because we've been victimized. And I appreciate Solutions' candor when he says he don't accept the victim role. I wasn't raised to accept the victim role either. However, I'm a type of person that I'm about community. I'm about more than just me. I think part of the reason America is suffering and the murders are occurring where people are killing people because of the individualism and the tribalism of different nationalities. Because you got all different type of people now going out committing mass murder. It's not just black people. So it's obviously some kind of sickness in this country that's going on that's causing that to happen. And my personal belief about that is even though we talk about integration, we still separated on a lot of issues. We don't get together in all nationalities be able to speak openly about what's going on here in America and address it as American citizens. That's what we need to do as American citizens, to be able to express what's going on, because this is the reason, you know, the inflation, all of this stuff goes on, and the things that's happening to us is happening to all of us. So we do, as American people, have something that can bring us together on that issue. The issue is the politicians is kicking us all in the butt with that crap. You know?
Shadi, let me respond to that, if I may.
All right, real quick, Mr. Solution.
What you say is definitely accurate. But I think what has to happen is, and what can clearly be seen, what separates people more than anything else is the class distinction, more so than race or whatever, because people of the same economic status tend to live virtually the same. So I would say that if one, you know, America is a fabulous place. People pay to get here. You know, poor people paid to get here, and people died to come to America. So obviously they've been convinced that there's some value here, and there definitely is. Now, it is shrinking. I agree with that. But there's still a lot of value here. So it's up to the industrious person to find that value and to apply it to themselves. So that would be my response to what you just said.
All right, hold up. Listen. We got to it's getting late, man. This is the part of the show where I hate. I really hate this part of the show because, especially when we have enough. Like, I don't ever want anybody to feel offended or anything. Like, this is what podcast is all about. It's about agreeing to disagree. It's about coming to, like, a common, you know, I say a common denominator, but, you know, we're not talking about math. You know what we're talking about. And we touch on everything. And that's what I love about podcasts. And when we get into finances and when we talk about politics and cheating and everything, and I heard what Mr. Solution and Shadi was just talking about. But before we close, I want to say one thing, too. What is the difference between being poor and being broke? The difference between being poor and being broke is being poor is just a state of the mind, and being broke is a temporary situation. That's how I see the whole outlook on finances. We could go on and on and on all night, and listen, it's no right answers, it's no wrong answers. Everybody been intelligent and spoke with experience and mature. We have fun. We make jokes. You know what I mean? I don't want a show where you can't make I don't want a show where nobody can't take a joke, because anybody could joke on me about anything. I don't really care. I wrote a book called The Patterson Pimp, where I talked about myself making more mistakes than anybody. People think it's a book about all my escalades and my things I didn't know. It's a book about all the mistakes I made while I was in the streets trying to hustle. And but it's also one thing I know, and I said it earlier, never devalue yourself worrying about the past. Be your own hero. A lot of people get caught up worrying about
what happened to them in the past or what they allowed somebody to do to them in the past. It don't matter whether we black, Russian, we all bleed the same. We all God's children. And really, that's all that really matter. I don't really believe in love, but I'm not telling nobody not to embrace love. Everybody should embrace love. Everybody should treat a family, their family members good. Everybody should treat a friend good. And if you are, treat them better. And if you're not, start treating them good. Everybody know my podcast is a relationship podcast, but we talk about everything out here. We don't just talk about relationships, and that's what makes my podcast what it is today. Men and women, husband and wife, baby daddies, baby mamas, and everybody who want to be in love. You got to remember that in relationships, a man has needs, but also a woman have needs. You can't just look out for your needs and not look out for another person's needs. We have to look out for each other. I heard Mr. Solution talking about cooking. I had so many people text me and say he was right what he was saying. And then we had people who thought he was wrong. And that's okay, because we just aren't here to agree to disagree. That's all we doing here. We just agreeing to disagree. Maybe you might meet a man one day who don't care for. Shadi said he loved to cook. I know him since we was 9. We hung out as teenagers and young teenagers and adults. And he used to cook, and I was amazed that he knew how to cook when we was teenagers. I didn't know how to cook. I would go to, Shadi had his own apartment, and I would go there, and he would fry chicken and cook some of everything, you know what I mean? Not just everything, and I was amazed because I didn't know how to cook. So he's not just, when he said he's a cook, he's been cooking since we was teenagers. And that's not a sign of weakness or nothing like that. And I'm not saying nobody said it was. But I know a lot of guys who wives don't cook and they cook. My brother, he's been in relationships that I don't even think he want his woman to cook. I think my brother prefer to cook, and he might be listening. I think my brother prefer to cook more than his woman prefer to cook. Me, I prefer that my woman cook. I prefer that she know how to cook. I want her to cook for me almost every day, but that's me. You got some men that might say, well, I cook potato salad better than you, baby. I cook it. I fry pork chops better than you, so I'll fry them.
Lamb chop.
But I don't eat pork, but I'm just saying pork chop, lamb chops, pork chops, chops, whatever. I don't eat pork. I'm just saying that I'm just saying that for the poison animal eaters. that's not me. But
Jay Sean, I have my Urban Dictionary open now, so ask me any question. Hey, look here. Let me say this. Someone commented earlier about apologizing to women. Let me say this. I have no problem with a man, if he's legitimately done something wrong to a woman, apologizing. But, Jay Sean, you just heard the lady say earlier that she knew of a woman that was cheating on 3 different men.
So, and that women are better at cheating than men. Did I hear that correctly or not?
Yeah, that's what she said. That was a Puerto Rican woman that said that.
Right. Well, I think she said right, but I think she said, now is a Puerto Rican woman a woman of color?
I would say so.
Most definitely.
I'm getting enlightened too. I just want to get clarity here.
Hold on, what they call lucidity. I would say Puerto Rican is half. I would say they half original. I wouldn't say they're
all right,
original.
But she also said a Dominican woman was the one that was doing the cheating, correct?
Yeah, she's melanated too, though.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yes. Okay, just checking out. But see, this is the thing, Jay Sean. Women, like, take for example, if a woman is with an abusive man, and a good man walks up to her when she's, you know, alone, because you shouldn't disrespect another man. If a good man walks up to her who won't abuse her and say, "Look, sweetie, you're with an abusive guy. Choose me." She's going to tell that guy to get the hell out of there. She's with who she or whom she wants to be with. But women, look, you can't all the time say that a woman that's being abused is just being abused in isolation. She's participating in that. She selected the guy. She desires to stay with that guy. And that's a real reality there. A lot of women like bad boys. They don't like what they call lame guys or... They say those guys are guys who would love them and respect them. They don't want
Mr.
guys
Pelosi.
Like that. They want the bad boy guys.
You gotta save that for her. I'm trying to end this show. You're trying to continue.
Oh, okay.
I'm
all right. So I just you were the one who apologized. So I just want you to be aware of more of the facts than you apparently were.
Right what you saying. You right what you saying. But I'm trying to.
Hey, Jay. I want to say this before you go real quick, Mr. Solutions. Mr. Solutions, always remember, you need
a woman
to apologize to.
This is a good show. Maybe you should keep it going for another minute or so. I'm kidding. Go ahead, sir.
No, I was going to say, remember, Mr. Solutions, you always, in order to apologize, you need a woman to apologize to.
Right.
There you go.
I concur with that. But the thing of it is, every woman, see, women have done something to participate in whatever abuse they claim. A lot of women like that. They like bad boys. Jay Sean knows that. He claims to have been a bad boy out there in the street. And he knew that there were women who liked him for that. Correct, Jay Sean?
I know women like that right now.
Bingo.
They like the bad boy image. They like me to pull their hair and choke them and spank them and call them dirty names. And I know women like that right now, not years ago, right now.
Yeah, and let me add another one to that asset class. They like guys who will disappoint them, guys who will not show up. In other words, the guy who will do the exact opposite of the guy who will love and respect them. They don't want that. They want the bad boy. So, or they also call that in psychological terms the dark triad, narcissism, what they call Machiavellianism, and psychopathy.
Are you a bad boy or are you a good boy?
Well, probably a combination of both.
He's in between, Jay. He's a lonely man.
Mr. Solution.
Hey, wait a minute, sir. You have an awfully flitting tongue there. First of all, don't you describe me.
Wow.
Let me just say, describe yourself. You cannot describe me. Right?
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr.
It's a fool's errand for you to try and describe me. So don't.
I didn't know you'd take it so hard, Mr. Solution.
I don't think that we can put all women in that category.
I'm not a real play.
So women don't.
A real playful type guy. I can tell you that at the outset. I don't play a lot.
Some women don't like to be beat up.
I don't joke around a lot.
I mean, I can enjoy a good joke here and there, but no, that's not
all
me.
That
what
was,
you said?
Mr.
Hold on,
Solution.
Hold on, hold on.
Took it personally.
Hold on, Mr. Solution. What you said, Leon?
I was saying we can't put women all in that category because you got women didn't ask to be beat up, didn't have their face to be black, didn't ask their ribs to be cracked, didn't ask to be murdered by a man. By a, that's a weak man to me. A man that will put their hands on a woman is a weak man. See what I'm saying? And so I'm just saying we can't put all women in that category. All women don't. We can't always say all women want bad boys because that's just not true.
Well, it's Leon, it's very close to being true. It's very, very close to being true because when you look at what women do, not what they say, they prefer a guy who is not, who will not treat them with a great deal of respect and appreciation. They don't. Wow. That's the fact.
You know,
and every man every man who has watched women know that that's true. And if you listen to women complain about the men that they're with, it becomes validated because they do tend to choose the guy that cares the least about them. That's a fact.
Well,
I'm not going to deny that,
but I'm not going to put all of them in that category. But Jay Sean,
you're creating a straw man argument. I didn't say all. That's you saying all. I didn't say the vast majority.
So we probably are
in agreement if we.
Right, I didn't say you said
what
anything.
You were saying,
we can't put them all in the same category. But Jay Sean, you know who I would love to hear from? I would love to hear from, there was two women on here talking, right? And one of them said, we was bugging up here. So I would love to hear from them two women who said that we was bugging up here because when Mr. Solution made that comment, I wanted to hear from a female. That's why I asked your sister to comment, because I wanted to hear what a female had to say. You see what I'm saying? So you had two females who were saying, oh, they up here, they bugging. But I would love to hear them. I would love to hear them comment to what Mr. Solution said about this one right here and the last one that he said. Because all this is just conversation.
Yeah, we
got
to continue that Friday. I got
Sade has to go on a date. I'm just getting familiar with his name. It's the first time I heard it, so my apologies.
Jay Sean got to go on a date, and Mr. Solution got a woman cooking butt naked for him in the kitchen. Yep, you're right.
Let me tell you, that's a description and a prescription that I like. I agreed with that when you first said it. The less she has on, I used to counsel women, and I tell women the way to meet your man at the door is naked in your birthday suit.
I concur.
Hold up,
don't go nowhere. Look, we gotta promote. Look, today's Friday. Sunday we got another podcast at 7. Forrest and Leon and Latoya, they all represent Grown Folks Talking. They got a million podcasts over there. If y'all don't know the number, just reach out to me. We got a new podcast out here that my sister doing every Thursday night. She did it last night. Was real proud of her. She did good. We got Sade podcast is on Wednesday at 7:00. So if y'all want to tune in on Wednesdays. Pay attention. Wednesdays at 7:00, ID podcast. On Thursdays at 8:00, we got my sister podcast. On Sunday at 7:00, we got another good podcast. We got Dre podcast on Mondays at 8:30. They all the same number. But Forrest got a different number. Forrest, what's your number to your podcast?
Yes, sir. Number to the podcast. We got 20 different shows up now, Jay.
on Network Real, Monday through Sunday, 520-525-8633. Repeat, 520-525-8633. And, Jay, why don't you offer Solutions a show? It'd be wonderful to have him up here on your network.
Man, you don't know how many people tell me that Mr. Solution, that me and Solution should team up and do a show together. Like, they
yeah,
love
that
Mr.
should be
Solution.
Interesting. I can't wait.
Wow.
You can't wait for Mr. Solution to do his own
show?
I'm
telling you, man. I love talking to Mr. Solution. You say I got a sharp tongue.
My sister said she loved Mr. Solution.
Yeah.
Everybody loved Mr. Solution, you know what I mean? But one thing about him, he pops up on everybody's show, and he's not a yes sir man. That's what I like about him. He say what he mean, and he mean what he say, and from his point of view. And that's all you could ask for, is for somebody to stand on what they say.
Right.
You know,
that's
I
true.
Get out here, you know, and I talk about relationships and I joke around and I play around, you know what I mean? And, you know, I like to say that an intelligent person can act like a fool, but a fool can't act like an intelligent person. So I get out here and I act crazy, but trust me, I'm very aware. I'm very intelligent. I've been to college. I got a high school diploma. I did a lot of things in this world, and I got a lot more to do. But I know Forrest got his podcast, and Shadi got his, and Malai got his on Sundays. And, you know, mine is like where you come for, like, I say, like, you come to my podcast to let your hair down and laugh a little bit and joke a little bit as we talk about relationships and marriage, because really, honestly, to keep it real, there will never be a perfect relationship. Love is hard. For two people to come together and matrimony and promise each other in God's name that they will only sleep with each other for their natural born life. Do you know what you're saying when you get married, that you will only sleep with one woman for the rest of your life? I don't see it possible.
Only if it's all
so,
in the family.
We get up here and we get up here and we talk about relationships and we joke and, you know, that's what I love about podcasts, because we Forrest podcast, you know, when he was with me, he was talking about health. Now he got like 20 shows, and then Shadi got his own podcast where they talk about the movement. I would say the movement of African American people or just people. And then Sunday podcast is about prison reform, and we got like, yo, listen. My sister got her own podcast on Thursdays. And even though they all born, well, they not even all born for me, because Dre put me on. Dre was telling me to do a podcast for 2 years, so he's the real original person. And from
That's
Dre,
all started. That's right.
And from Dre came me, and from me came everybody else, and that's cool because it's gonna continue to be like that, because in the world we live in today, it's never enough to talk about. We could talk about health and relationships and prison reform and African American movement and the visionary trails, and we could talk about politics and religion and finances. I mean, and it's infinity. And I don't never hate on nobody. I want everybody to have a podcast. Let's do this. Me and Forrest was talking one time on the phone in a long time. Forrest said, shit, we could do this until we like 80. And that's real.
That's right, brother.
Because if one thing I know, you could get on this microphone and you can talk. As long as you got your voice box, and your mind, you can get out here and talk. Mm-hmm. And that's what I plan to do. Do I plan to just come out here and do what I'm doing? No. I got a goal. I got something that I wear. My plan is to have Coca-Cola sponsoring my show, fucking Hennessy sponsoring my show, and brands. I'm not just doing that just to stay where I'm at.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be syndicated on Revolt, Spotify. You know, I don't just do this to do this, but I do every show. Whether I got one person listening or 200 people listening, I give it my all. So when you come to Keep It Real, I'm giving it my all. That's what I'm doing. I come out here, I don't got nothing else to do. I come out here and I give it my all. And when I end this show, I'm thinking about my next show. And that's the advice I give everybody.
Well, Jay,
yes.
Hey, Jay, I just want to say this real quick, this, to Mr. Solutions, if he's still on. Hey, Mr. Solutions, we all going to get together. Me, Jay, Leon, Brother Shadi, all right, Lisa, LaToya, and the two ladies that normally come on, we're all going to get together. Mm-hmm. We're going to come up there in your neck of the woods, and we're going to go to the park that you choose, all right? Because I don't want to go to a park where we got to look at a house and ain't got no coat of paint and the lawn ain't mowed. And we're going to come up there and we're going to run the track with you and get in shape. How about that, Brother Solutions? I call you Brother. Solutions? I thought you said he was up here, Jay.
He's still up there.
Come on, Solutions. You got a solution for that? Uh-oh. Jay? I don't think he wants to come into your neck of the woods. Oh, there you go.
One of the most – now, this is a show that I would really appreciate, and I don't have to participate in it. But, look, and this is a very mature show, and it would be a show – your shows are good. That's the reason I call in, by the way. But you already know that, though. But I would suggest this really profound thing of developing revenue streams, because a lot of people have those in them. Now, if they're more private, all I say is that they should be legal, you know, that they're not hurting anybody, but they're legal. But a lot of people need money. All my indices and shows that I listen to talk about this particular economic peril that people are going through. A lot of people have lost their retirements, really, and a lot of people have no retirement. And so I think those are real things that need to be dealt with. So people have talked about holding garage sales or selling that which you don't need anymore that you have lying around. That's just one suggestion, one public suggestion. But I'm sure people could think of a lot, and it would help stimulate people to be more productive for themselves. Hey, I like to see people happy and above life. And so that's my quest.
He didn't answer my question,
Solution.
Jay. That was a public suggestion.
Mr. Solution.
All right, sir, I don't care about your question.
Hey, Forrest, if you come up there and me and Mr. Solution community, we gonna cook you.
Jay Sean, it's a gated.
Hey Jay, you won't be the only one coming.
Yeah. Hold up, with a fork.
We gonna make sure he's done with a fork. And then we gonna stab you. Then we gonna shoot you. Then we gonna hang you. Then we gonna cook you.
Wait a minute. I don't agree. I disavow all of that. But I will say it's a gated community.
Then we gonna poke him with a fork to make sure he's done.
Then we gonna stick your ass with a fork and make sure you're done. So don't fuck around up there.
Now that's on you guys. I just want to make that clear. You guys are bullshitting. I never said that. I don't agree with that. But I do agree with living in a gated community.
Mr. Solution, let me ask you a question. How did you come by?
Wait, to keep the riffraff out.
No.
We gonna cook. Hey, Mr. Luke. We.
I want to know how did you come by coming on to the podcast? Who directed you on to this network?
Well, you know, let me tell you, that's a good question. I peruse a Blog Talk. You know, a lot of people have shifted over to YouTube, et cetera, Patreon, and so on and so forth.
Plenty of Fish.
But, you know, I always noted there were a lot of shows in need of some good content input. And as a result, you know, I'll show up on a show. If it's a good show, I'll show up on it and share. I think Jay Sean does just well. I'm sure he does. I'm sure his analytics show him is doing well. But nevertheless, that's my reason. I just kind of review some of the shows, and I show up on them. I like good conversation. I like conversing.
Yo, Mr. Solution, you might be the owner of Blog Talk, man. Come on now, put me on, man. Revolt. Give me a syndicated show. You know, I'm six.
I think
digits,
it appears to be a failing business from the participants. Blog Talk used to be hot. It was the only thing going. Now, I like the format of Blog Talk because one can call in directly. But, you know, a lot of people have shifted to YouTube, I think, for the visuals. But
I need six figures, baby. Six figures.
Well, that's good. That's certainly an aspiration. And I would say continue to pursue that goal. You're just the man for it. I recommend Think and Grow Rich. I recommend Rich Dad, Poor Dad. I recommend The Millionaire Next Door. Those are very stimulating, provocative, and informative books.
So when I make it, you get to say, damn, I knew that brother. I knew him from Blog Talk.
I believe it's in you, Jay Sean. I definitely do. So just do it. I mean, just look. I can tell you the formula for success right now. 60 to 80 hours a week, pay off all your creditors, owe no one, right?
Yes.
That's the road to success right there. 60 to 80 hours a week, because when you start doing that, you're going to leave a lot of people in the dust because they aren't willing to do that. They've got to go out with their buddies. They've got to, you know, play grab ass and do a whole lot of unproductive things. But if you do that 60 to 80 hours a week for about 5 years, 3 to 5 years, guaranteed you'll be successful. Now, you may have to work two or three jobs, which is fine, but you'll be on top of things. You'll be at the apex of that pyramid.
That's where I want to be. I want people all over the world. I want people all over the world to know my name.
Well, you know, now that may or may not be that important because most people who are very successful, you don't know their names, and they don't have any desire that you necessarily know their name. But they're known in their communities, by the way. But the thing I would say, if that's what you want fame, I guess that's what you're talking about, fame and financial success.
I want fortune and fame.
Okay. All right. Well, pursue both. You know, I think most people would be satisfied with fortune, those who are deserving.
No.
And remember, 60 to 80 hours a week. What do you think about working those kind of hours?
Is that appealing? Whatever it takes.
All right, that requires certainly an annual physical. You've got to be healthy, and you've got to be motivated. You can't just do that on BS.
I take a physical every year to keep my CDL license.
Right, and you may need to get a physical once you start doing 60 to 80 hours a week. You may need to get a physical every 6 months.
All that is cool, but where do I get the butt-naked black woman to cook for me every day? Where do I get that from?
All right, I have that formula too. Now, generally, it's better if a man really wants a woman, I'm going to say he needs to travel outside the U.S. However, I'll give you this particular formula.
What?
One can lose a lot of money chasing women, but you won't lose any women chasing money. I want you to hear that. Did you hear it?
Travel outside the country.
No, that's true.
Are you kidding me? To a degree.
That's true.
But no, you got some very beautiful women and conscious women in this country, Jay. When's the last time a woman passed his door sat off the way he
lived at? Mr. Solution, you said you had your urban book out. Have you ever ate grits?
Have I ever eaten grits? Yes, I have.
Okay, somebody text me and ask me to ask you that.
I closed my urban dictionary, my urban lexicon, but I'm going to reopen it. You caught me off guard. But yeah, grits. But see, grits are really ground up corn, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. There's not very much nutritional value in grits, by the
way. Not healthy, Jay. Not healthy. He's right.
I don't eat grits anymore because I can't put sugar. Look, we got to be out of here. It's late.
Millet's better, Jay. Take millet.
All right, I'll catch you next time, good sir. You have a great one. Bye-bye now. God bless.
All right, Brother Solution. Peace and blessings.
I got to find a butt-naked woman to cook for me in the kitchen with a fat ass.
And believe me, a woman ain't been past that man's door cell since he moved in.
I want to.
Jay Sean, you have my vote for sure. For sure.
I want a butt naked woman, barefoot and butt naked, cooking for me in the kitchen, barefoot and butt naked.
And all Solutions need is a big jar of cocoa butter.
and a big jar of cocoa butter. Yo, look.
Oh, not you, Jay. Him.
Him. Yeah. I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. I really appreciate it, for real. Like, this been a it's been a long journey to get where I'm at. And people who've been there since the beginning, they know. And we just gonna keep keeping on me, grown folks talking, keeping it real. Let's talk about it. Humble X Visions, Point of Impact, the Least Experience. We just gonna keeping on. You know what I'm saying? We gonna keep rooting for each other. No jealousy, no malice, no larceny. We gonna keep supporting each other. And when one make it to the top, we all make it to the top. You know what I'm saying? Everybody, you know what I mean? Have a good weekend, and remember that if you're looking for love, embrace love. But if you're listening to Jay Sean, learn to love yourself first. Leave your past in your past. Start from today on building your life. Forget about what somebody else did to you. They cut me off. We all. We out.
I can still hear you. Good show, Jay. Run the clock.
Oh, you still can hear me? Oh, I thought they cut me off. You still can hear me? Oh, wow. They sent me a message, cut me off.
Yeah, it's 11 o'clock.
Well, we out of here. Yeah, so we passed an hour. So look, everybody be safe. Enjoy your weekend. You know what I mean? And be safe. Yo, we out of here, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Everybody.
Take care,
peace,
everybody.
And blessings, man.
Peace.
Yeah, everybody. Peace and blessings. We out.